Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical radio shows in the Seattle area and in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. On today's show, from now to 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful lady named Kate Ciaramoni, live from London, England. Kate's a registered nurse and an activist who will be talking about the coronavirus, which was created and patented by Bill Gates in 2014. COVID-19 actually stands for the Coronavirus Certificate of Vaccination Number 19. We'll also be talking about 5G and vaccines and the loss of civil liberties. She healed herself after contracting breast cancer in 2012 and now educates the public on public health issues around the globe. At 3 p.m., I'll be bringing on Marie Thompson from Santa Barbara, California. She's been in regular contact with the Pleiadians, who will briefly be channeling in some important messages from the Pleiadians on the coronavirus. And then after that, I'll be bringing in Robin Openshaw, wonderful lady, who is the author of 15 books, including the bestsellers The Green Smoothies Diet and 12 Steps to Whole Foods. She believes everything is possible if you leverage your highest frequencies in the universe. And you can find her podcast, Your High Vibration Life, on iTunes. She's a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy she'll be coming on. I wanted to tell everyone, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month, the entire conference is also now available on Crowdcast for just $50. If you'd like to sign up, please go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and please check on the live stream tab. You can also go to crowdcast.io/Ethan Edward/Galactic Wisdom Conference/register and see the entire conference. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see some of the world's most famous and wonderful spiritual healing people, including Simon Parks from England, Alex Collier from the Andromeda Galaxy, James Redfield, the author of the Celestine Prophecy, Mitch Kohayashi of the wonderful Moto Peace Project, and Professor Jerry Pollack on the fourth phase of water, as well as myself and others, and Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including especially Corey and Sol in Brooklyn for their beautiful support, and also like to thank my wonderful friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, and Bradley and Gemma in London, England, and Dan and Ursula in Switzerland for their wonderful support, as well as Jan, Eric, and Emma Louise in Norway, and Tom Palladino. I really appreciate all their beautiful support. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. The good news, my angels tell me that the shutdown should be over by the virus problem should be over by next month. And when it is, I'll be giving free promotional advertising to all small businesses affected by the shutdown to help them get back on their feet. I'll be doing that in May and June and possibly July as well. The shutdown has hurt so many small businesses, and I'd like to help out as much as I can. If you'd like, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793, and I'd be happy to give some good promotions for your small businesses throughout the state and around the world. With that, I'd like to thank your dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course Eric at KKNW, who is a wonderful producer and helps me produce this program. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've extended my special for readings, and the cost for a full one-hour reading is just $50 now. If you'd like a reading to talk to relatives or family who have passed on, or contact your spirit guides and get some good advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we also always meet Adama and the people of Telos in the Hollow Earth. One fantastic thing that's been happening on almost every trip we've taken since 2016 are miracle healings. For example, last September, my eyesight was restored to nearly perfect, crystal clear 20/10 eyesight in both eyes last year after Adama and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. Others have been healed of Lyme disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and one lady was even given a new pair of legs so she wouldn't need to use her crutches or wheelchair anymore. The cost is just $200. It covers some of the camping costs. And if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In addition, this year, from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. Peru is opening up to tourists on May 10th, so we should have no problem traveling there. I'm really looking forward to it. We plan to visit Pisac, the Sacred Valley, as well as Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas on the coast of Peru, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. At Lake Titicaca, when we were there, when I was there in January, we went to a stargate called the Mero Moro, and while we were there, a whole chorus of children from a garden in the Hollow Earth came up and they sang to us. Other people, myself included, we put our hands on this stargate. It was in a rock cliff, and the rock started turning to jello, with another member of our group able to the viewpoint, he looked through the rock and he was able to see into Agartha. It was just an amazing experience. We'll also be meeting local Inca shaman. The airfares to Peru right now are very reasonable. There was a special, I think it was 2 weeks ago, from Vancouver, Canada, down to Lima, Peru, for only $222 round trip on Aeromexico. So it's a good time to go. If you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is only $497, and I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca and angels and spirits on the other side. I wanted to tell you, too, that I also have a few bottles of special Hado vibrational healing water to protect people against the virus, for those interested. If you'd like a bottle, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or text me at 509-750-9793. I've received some more messages from President Kennedy and Nikola Tesla, and I've read this before, but President Kennedy has said that the virus itself was created as a bioweapon to harm humanity, but it failed. And it's now it will now drop off the map, according to President Kennedy, and no longer be a problem by the middle or end of May. The negative entities, he said, try to stop our ascension during this time, but we are all powerful spiritual beings who are creating a beautiful new and wonderful world, and nothing can stop this ascension. When I was president, this is President Kennedy speaking, when I was president in the early 60s, I tried to create this beautiful new world, but it was stopped, of course, when I was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. But because it's humanity's destiny to create a beautiful, peaceful, and harmonious planet, you are now ascending. We applaud your efforts and let no one and nothing stop you on your path to happiness. I am John F. Kennedy. Jackie and I are always with you, and we love you all. Then Nikola Tesla came on, wanted to add a few some messages as well. Mr. Tesla said the technology exists now to get rid of the virus completely. The problem is that many countries have this healing technology but are not sharing it. But I know good things are coming, and the virus as will disappear as a problem by the end of May. I want to thank everyone for all their beautiful love and support, and know that you have a lot of good things coming your way. With that, I'd like to bring on Kate Sharamani from live from London, England. Kate, are you there? Okay, all right. Well, if you like, Eric, go ahead and call her on her cell, and I can cover that cost if necessary. Kate's coming in from the UK, and she's an activist there. She's a registered nurse. She's done a lot of public speaking, and she has lots of interesting things to say about the COVID-19 virus. From her perspective, I've seen some of her videos on YouTube and on Facebook, and she just does excellent research. What's interesting, I was thinking about this weekend, and if you look back in American history, there's been times in the past when this country has tried to ascend, the world's tried to ascend. For example, back in the 1890s, there was a time when the economy was doing very well, and ascension actually started back in the what they call the gay 1890s. But it was stopped by a bank panic in 1897. In the 1920s, again, the Roaring Twenties, the ascension process started again, but then was stopped, unfortunately, by the Great Depression in October of 1929. Then after several decades of evolution, in the 1960s, the ascension process started again, but then was stopped, unfortunately, by the assassinations, of course, of President Kennedy, his brother Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and now the ascension process is starting again. And I think the cabal or negative entities are trying to stop us in our ascension with this fake coronavirus hoax. And some governors, unfortunately, like Governor Inslee here in Washington State, are doing everything they can to extend this shutdown as long as possible. In my own neighborhood, I've noticed that lots of small stores are closing. And I don't understand the logical explanation of the distinction between big stores and small stores. Really big stores like Walmart and Home Depot are allowed to be open, and Boeing, but yet small stores like hairdressers, little cafes with only a few people are all forced to close down. And the distinction that I don't understand is that if big crowds are a problem, then why is the government here in Washington State and other governors across the country penalizing small businesses which only have a few people, so that shouldn't be a problem? Why can't they penalize the large businesses with many people rather than penalizing the small business? Unless you have another agenda. Maybe if you want to wipe out the middle class, if you want to wipe out small businesses, then you want to keep this shutdown going as long as possible so that all the small businesses are wiped out, or many are, so people will shop at only the really big stores. I don't think it's right what the I'm sorry, Kate's there? Okay, we're trying to get Kate on now. Kate, are you there?
Plug my earphones in.
Hello, Kate, are you there?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Okay.
Hello.
We're still trying to get Kate in the UK. Kate, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, Kate. Hi there. We're here, Kate.
I can't see you on camera.
Okay, it's only an audio video. It's only an audio interview. It's not video.
Oh, right. Okay. So I've got the video on anyway. So I'll just. Oh. Okay. Perfect. I can hear you.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I'm on Zoom now. Thanks to the magic of my friend Carolyn White, she got me on Zoom. So now I can hear you fine. Good. Good.
Excellent.
Well, Kate, tell my audience, if you don't mind, what's been happening in the UK? Because we don't get much news here. All we get lots of fear porn in our media.
Whereabouts are you based?
I'm outside Seattle. And
I love Seattle.
Yeah. And our mass media here is not very good. It doesn't really tell us anything. So my listeners around the world would love to know what's happening your way.
Well, we went into this unlawful lockdown. It is unlawful. It was deemed so by a war crimes tribunal judge. I sat on the panel. And we were told that only essential workers could go to work, essential workers like in Nazi Germany. And so what we had was some new laws that went through Parliament. Well, they were acts. So they all went through very quickly. And these very draconian laws came into favor, which I'll go back and talk about them. They're extremely worrying. They are hugely just open to abuse of power. They've taken us back, 50, 100 years. They're outrageous. And so we saw all the schools, all the children were about to take their exams, all the teenagers were about to take the final exams and go to university. Everything was cancelled, everything. All hospital appointments were cancelled. All treatment was cancelled, people that were having oncology treatment. And the only people that were allowed at work were the supermarket staff and hospitals, emergency staff, etc. And interestingly, fiber optic cable layers and 5G phone mast workers. So we were all at home, and then the people were promised many things by the government. One of the things, of course, was for people that were in rented accommodation, and an act was meant to be passed so that these people would be protected and not be put out of their homes because they couldn't pay their rent. That actually wasn't carried through. So then we were told that, that the hospitals were full and the frontline staff were all working really hard. I've been a nurse for 35 years, but I work for myself. And then what we actually saw is that the hospitals are indeed very, very quiet. There's no one in there. And everyone that enters the hospital must be diagnosed with this COVID, this fictitious plandemic, until proven otherwise. So we then saw, we've seen many police doing okay things, but some police really just going, breaking the law themselves, really, by issuing all these fines. And people, of course, the fines aren't law, they're rules. You know, that you can't go out. So you can only go out for a walk, has to be near your home. You can't sit on a bench, you can't meet people. If you see someone, you've got to go in the other direction. It's really stupid. I don't follow that.
One of my friends is psychic, and she says that many spirits have come to her, and the spirits are really upset because they can't be with their loved ones in the hospitals when they pass. So they get over to the other side, and they're very upset because they weren't able to say their final respects. I've heard other complaints.
That's true. And the thing is, now, if you die in a hospital, or you die within 24 hours of any procedure or being in hospital, it always has to be reported to the coroner. Now you can be confirmed dead. No coroner needs to be informed. And then you're literally bagged, tagged, and incinerated. And they initially wouldn't let relatives in. Now they let, I believe, just a close relative or two in. But then the other aspect of that, of course, is we have a very large Muslim community, and it is their faith that they go and get their relatives. They wash them and pray over them, not just any old washing. It's done a very specific way in preparation for prayer. They are dressed in 1 to 3 layers of clothing unstitched, and they pray continually for the any sin to be released from them. And then they're lowered into the ground, the same prayers, and then they can then ascend to their second life, which is paradise. So without that, they can't do that. So they of course, it doesn't match their faith either. It is like I say, it's very old, it's very draconian, and it's very open to huge abuse of powers, which, if we look back through history, the reason we had the laws in the first place was because of abuse of powers.
Right.
And that will always happen. And that's what's going to happen now. We're already seeing it.
Right. There's a website that my governor here, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, put up on, it was April 21st. I saw it yesterday, Kate. And for those listeners interested, you can go to the Washington Department of Health website and look at this. It's called a Rumor Buster. And in it, it says that COVID-19 was a naturally occurring virus. It wasn't a bioweapon, and Bill Gates had nothing to do with it. Also, did you know that 5G has nothing to do with the coronavirus, even though in every place where it first came out, especially in Wuhan, China, there were 10,000 5G cell towers in that area, and scientists think and doctors think believe that one of the reasons why the virus came out there is because the 5G system lowers people's immune system, opening them up to the virus. So they both work hand in hand. But basically, the website is paid for by state tax dollars, but yet it's all full of propaganda and lies. I don't know whether your government's doing that there, but that's what we're facing here.
Our government is all full of propaganda and lies. I call it the plandemic scandemic. First of all, when I did the radio show way back in February, I talked about Wuhan being a test city for 5G in the autumn. And it had a lot of, as you've rightly said, 5G. And then mandatory vaccines came in December of 2019 in China. I don't believe that the two are linked at all. I believe that the timing of them is the crucial point. And when we look at East Coast America, they have more 5G than anywhere else in the States and over here as well. And so what happened is the symptoms that you're seeing, which we're told it is the virus, this high temperature, low lymphocytes, low macrophages, and you're seeing this fluid accumulating in the alveoli, the little air passages run down into these little sacs. We're seeing fluid in those and lack of oxygen around the body. Well, they are not, they're not conducive to virus. They look like it's severe altitude sickness, but that can also be radiation sickness. So I believe personally, based on all the evidence that's out there and from my medical background and what I'm seeing, is that many people will test positive with this fraudulent 80% false positive test, right? Because virus and exosome are one and the same, and the COVID-19 under a microscope is identical to an exosome. It's the same shape, the same size, the same ACE2 receptor. So I believe that was really a plandemic, scandemic. However, whilst everyone has been locked in this unlawful lockdown and accepting it, this lies and tyranny on their knees, one of the essential task force was this, putting all of this 5G in and putting all these satellites up, 50,000 satellites to go up, 120 a month, and 5G to increase by 500% over the next 5 years. So I believe that the link, the only link between the two, is that they arrived at the same time. So one could possibly say, was the lockdown there, first of all, to test that we would be submissive and we would accept this, and two, to get us out of the way whilst all this was put in place?
I had heard last fall that the cabal had come to President Trump in September, either August or September, and said that asked and the cabal told Trump to stop arresting all the pedophiles and all the criminals, and in exchange for that, they would not release this virus, and if he didn't stop, they were going to release the virus. Have you heard about that?
I've read things like that, and but I think that's a psyop. A complete psyop. I don't think it's got anything to do with that. I believe this is all to do with an electromagnetic defense task force, which is being put up, which is really scary. This is just the first phase, what you're seeing now. This whole cabal virus, it's just the first phase of what's coming next and what is actually going to happen. And the bit that's going to happen is, it doesn't matter whether, you know, people talk about a virus or a cabal, or we know pedophiles. It's horrific. I've seen this in my years of nursing. It's there. We could talk about it forever, the filth that's going on, and all of those in government, all of those in celebrities and Hollywood that have been in it for years and doing it for years, and what's happening, and the absolute horrors. I actually had a patient of mine who works on yachts, 3 months on, 3 months off, and I believe it was August time of last year, I actually asked her outright whether these yachts, whether they bring prostitutes on. She works for very rich Russians, very rich Americans, sometimes celebrities, and she said yes. And then I did say to her, do they ever bring children on? And she paused, and then she said to me, yes, they do. And I said, how young are we talking? And she said, young. So this filth has been going on for a long time. However, I think it is horrific, and I by no means am I ever saying anything other than people who perpetrate those crimes should follow God's laws and be hung from a tree. But what I am saying is the greater picture is that there is a electromagnetic defense task force, and this was the first round of what we're seeing. But when that entire all of that grid goes up around the earth, and that is actually switched on everywhere, what people don't realize, it is a military-grade weapon that has no place in the domestic world. And once it's all in place, it will be like in your house or outside your house, just turning, and you'll have a gun at your forehead, at the back of your head, either side of your head, and on the top of your head. And you can literally be wiped out in a second with no mess. There'll be nobody that they can point the finger at. There'll be no need to reload. It can just keep pulsing and killing you. And there is an agenda for that to happen and to reduce the population. Real huge risk. And I think people are missing. They think it is a telecommunications thing, 5G. It certainly is not. It's a military weapon. And it's very, very dangerous. And it comes in four things: kinetic physical weapons, non-kinetic lasers, high pulse, and these pulse weapons are worse than anything. Absolutely worse than anything. They will stop your oxygen binding to the hemoglobin portion of your red blood cells, the protein portion, which is the hemoglobin of your little erythrocytes, your red blood cells. And when that happens, you literally will lose coordination and collapse within about 5 seconds. And then you'll die within 3 to 5 minutes of lack of oxygen to the brain. And that's actually what you saw in Wuhan. You saw people falling over. I've been a nurse for 35 years. I've never seen a virus where people are walking along or standing completely normal, and then they just fall over and die. Never. However, this 5G, if that pulse hits you directly, that's exactly what it will do. And you will fall to the ground and die.
My goodness. Well, that's new information I hadn't heard before. And thank you, Kate, for sharing that.
It's really not new information. I think it's just that people are looking. The Electromagnetic Defense Task Force has been out in your country for a long time. Donald Trump is aware of it. This whole infrastructure collapse has been planned. Mark Zuckerberg has been planning to roll out the Libra currency, which will be the one world currency. If you look at how much gold is shot through the roof, and everyone will have social credit scores like they have in China. No one will be able to buy anything without this score. And it's just really who, with all of this this defense, this electromagnetic defense, who will actually be in charge of this global government?
Well, there's two questions I have. That's the first one is, what if you're an activist like you or me or many other like ones, trying to educate the public and make the world a better place? And let's say a government doesn't like you. Can they just flick a switch or flick a switch with 5G?
They can hit you with a direct beam and you'll just drop dead. They can hit a building and kill everyone in it. And they will just, everyone in that building, every animal, every human will just, when that hits you, that 5 seconds, it will just stop your oxygen binding and you'll just drop to the floor. I've had lots of people coming to me because I report on things. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a hospital where 7 babies were born dead one day. This was up in the north of England. And the thing that confused the midwives was there was no amniotic fluid. And then several days later, there was another 3 babies born dead. The same thing, no amniotic fluid. And they were all scratching their heads. But that's exactly what this electromagnetic weapon, this pulsing weapon, will do. That's exactly what it does. Now, in the 1970s, it was reported on how this electromagnetic radiation around the Earth affected the human body. And I believe it was UNICEF was concerned about it being in schools. And of course, it's increased. So back in the 1900s, when radar came in, all of the radar operators got very, very sick. And so studies were done looking at how radar affected every form of biological life. And they knew it was really dangerous. And then you saw this increase. And there's lots of studies done that you can read. Everyone can read on 30 gigahertz. But the studies begin to decrease. And there's not very many studies on 60 to 100 gigahertz and right up to 666 terahertz. And it doesn't have any issue. 666 terahertz.
That's the mark of the beast.
You heard that.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
666.
And absolutely. And so this has all been there. And there's no insurance on that. So in the UK, they've been putting all these 5G components into all of the lights. They've been 5G antennas on all of the light posts. And of course, it has no insurance. So right. This is a weapon. And I've been advising everyone to contact their police and report a crime, that there is a weapon that's going to possibly harm them and kill them. And how they go about reporting it higher than that and higher than that again. But like I say, this this whole grid is going to go up. And now we hear in the first phase, we're hearing that this plandemic, scandemic. I've been a nurse a long time, and I see just tyranny and lies and deception all around me. So when we see what they're saying now is, and you have that buffoon Fauci, and you have our Chris Whitty in the UK, all of these doctors in government are all linked to one another. You can backtrack all the way. You can see where each of them have taken huge, big amounts of money for research and this, and they're all literally in bed with one another, including Bill Gates. They're all linked everywhere. And so what they're saying is, you know, we're going to, everyone needs to have this vaccine so that they can go out and stop the social distancing, and everyone then possibly needs the papers that they have immunity. Well, right. First of all, that would be very difficult to police, so it would likely be a chip. Or is the chip going to be in the vaccine? Well, I know what's in vaccines because I research it and because I do teaching videos, and I'm very anti-vax. And then one would have to say the six foot apart or be 6 foot under, again, these sixes. That was never done based on scientific evidence-based peer-reviewed studies.
Well, social distancing, I wanted to comment. Social distancing, actually, isn't that a psychological operations term invented
by... Yeah, well, it's a PSYOP.
It's a PSYOP absolutely. Term, yeah. It has no reality in base.
What it does do is it allows for... In the military, they use it because if you're being, watched your movements,
right.
You can pick up one person if you're 6 foot apart. So
exactly.
it allows them to do facial recognition. Well, but also there's a more sinister thing. If you are walking with a group of people, maybe six right. to 10 people, right. and you get hit with that direct energy weapon and you all hit the floor, it's going to be very difficult to say that's a virus. When you've got everybody all dropping dead all at once in public.
Right.
Whereas if it's one of you, that might be able to be told, and they could very easily deceive the public. However, it would be very easy to hit a home of a family and wipe out the whole family, and then they'd be found, you know, maybe several days later, and they could say, oh, they've died of the virus. So this is very sinister what's happening. And I'm not sure that you're aware, I am actually a Christian, and this is a spiritual war. And when we look in the Bible at everything, it actually explains it all in the book of Revelation. But this virus is just a smokescreen, complete and utter nonsense. And they did an event called Event 201, where I believe it was at John Hopkins. And they did an actual event where they had a virus and they would have to lock down the whole country. They did this actual false flag first, you know, a sort of planned operation first. And now here we are.
Kate, I wanted to ask you, my guides all tell me, and I talked to President Kennedy and Nostradamus on the other side, that this plandemic will fail as all of their plans. Sure, they sound scary, but I don't think they're going to succeed, because I look at people waking up, and we're waking up people now program. And I don't want people to take this information the wrong way, because I want to tell everybody that all of my angels tell me that this virus threat's going to go away by the middle or end of May, and that we will continue on our way to ascension. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. So I know you.
Yeah, I think I would, what I would say is I've had about 12 years worth of reading, and I because I had cancer, a very aggressive cancer, and I right. didn't I refused chemotherapy, radiotherapy, tamoxifen, Zoladex, and actually did a natural thing called the Gerson therapy, and thank God I'm alive and well 8 years on, and it was very aggressive with poor survival. But what it did do, it opened up a whole different world for me, because I began to read all of my ex-husband's books, because that was his interest. And I read all about, you know, the history of banks, the history of the petroleum companies, the history of the governments, the history of medicine, and right back to the ruling government of the world, the Committee of 300. And everything was very interconnected in who they were, and it was full of deceit. And I realized that everything that I thought was the truth was an inversion of the truth. So, the art of war is that they will always, you never ever tell one person the entire plan in case they're caught and then it's compromised. And you never have one form of attack. You always have several forms of attack because there's always that possibility that they will fail. And I do believe at this point, this attack has been orchestrated, planned for decades upon decades. And we're now in the valley, surrounded right. by the enemy with the bayonets drawn. This is a last push. But yes, I have to put my faith in God, that God is overseeing this and can stop it at any time. And it could go the other way. It can stop. But what I do see is a nation in my own country of very dumbed down people, men with no fight in them. I see people with very little discernment. They are completely blind. They are very selfish. I actually heard one of my neighbors say, when I was talking about these people that were going to lose their homes and people being fed, couldn't feed their families, so they're now using food banks. And I heard my neighbors, very lovely people, but they said, it doesn't really affect us because they don't have a mortgage anymore and they're very affluent. It doesn't really affect us, so we don't really think about it. And of course, we're all humans. We're all in this together. And everything that's happening around me, like the poor Kenyan people were given 3 hours notice of lockdown, and they were trying to get on the boat to get out of the city to their family, and they couldn't.
Well, let me share a message from Nikolai Tesla, who directed me on his channel a couple of weeks ago, but he wants to he said that the fear, the virus, is built on fear. And this is actually part of it's from David. Is that fear itself creates a low vibration.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So you want to keep your spirits high, as well as stay away from 5G towers where they are. But because the virus has to do with consciousness, we keep out of fear, and the virus cannot affect you. So that this mass media in the United States especially, I don't know what it's like in the UK, but in the US especially, it's garbage. But because I was telling Simon, my friend Simon Parks, last year on this, that the cartoon channel here in the United States has more listeners and viewers than CNN does. That's how people give it so much credence. But can you hear me okay?
Kate? Yeah, I can hear you. Great. Please go ahead. Yes.
All right. Great. Yeah, great. So I want you to know that help is on its way. We're being supported by all kinds of angels around this planet. And I want people to know that the virus, people are waking up. Now the ascension is getting very high. And then the virus will no longer be a threat. It's not a threat now, by the end of middle or end of this coming month, May. I mean, like in my own county here, in south of Seattle, Olympia, Washington, there's about 300,000 people here, and there's a couple of hospitals. The hospitals are empty because they've had...
Yeah, they are here.
They're totally empty. And we shut down a county of 300,000 people with all the small businesses and the businesses here, and with one fatality from an elderly gentleman who got the virus, but he died of other complications, and 94 cases, and that's what we do. And so now I drive out. You drive out in the road and you can see the businesses shut up. They're all boarded up. The businesses are starting to close. How can any governor like that or any politician with a good conscience, unless continue with this kind of policy, unless they want to wreck the economy and destroy a country? That I don't understand, frankly, because people are.
Well, one of the plans was for a complete infrastructure collapse, and the electromagnetic field would be increased. All of this 5G would be put up. The infrastructure would collapse. Everybody would be switched onto this Mark Zuckerberg Libra currency. Everyone would have social credit scores like everywhere. And then it would be literally a race for this. Who will rule this global government? You know, would it be America? Would it be the Chinese? And so this has all been going on. And And I noticed today that lots of the airline industry is falling apart. They're laying people off, and a lot of big businesses are going bust now here. So this is our government actually stated in one of their comedy sketch newsreels. I don't watch mainstream TV because it's all rubbish and nonsense, and I refuse to have it in my head. But they stated that 10% of the population would be unemployed. This is appalling. And I did an interview with another lady that used to work in government, and she told me that our government was actually printing ration books, and that's going to be a thing. And I have no reason to disbelieve this woman. She has very credible information.
Sure. We have to believe that the future is going to be bright, because we are powerful spiritual beings, and we create the reality that we think about. And the media,
absolutely,
the world, much of the world media is controlled by the cabal, the negative entities, and they want us to be afraid. They want us to be negative. They don't want us to ascend. They don't want us to be happy, and they don't want us to create a beautiful planet. For example, back in my home area outside Seattle, Governor Inslee banned recreational fishing about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He also closed all the parks in the state. So if people even, and ordered people to stay at home. So even if people wanted to take a walk in a park or along a beach, they can't now because of the virus. Somehow, I don't understand if a person's out in a boat 2 miles from shore, how that would be a threat to either spreading the virus or contact. It doesn't make sense. But he's doing that, I think, to make people miserable.
Well, the point to that is, going back to your energies, quantum physics, for every force, there will be an equal and opposing force. And I do particularly like Neil Goddard, who is a Christian, and he talks about we all have this reality, but the outcome for each of us depends on what we think. And it tells us that in the Bible as well, from the heart speaks the mouth, and that starts in our heads. So when an act is passed, there is a period of time where if we say nothing and we accept it and we behave as though in accordance with acceptance, then so it shall be. So for me, I literally go where I like and I do what I like. And my life hasn't particularly changed, as in, I don't mean like the work side of it, because I can't see patients in my, well, I can if I want, and I will be doing, but a lot of my patients are, I can do it through Skype. But the point being, I go where I want to go. I go to the forest, I go to a fishery and go for a walk, I go wherever I like. And I was given authority on this earth by God, and I will take that authority. So when I see people cowering in their houses and doing this social distancing and being frightened and through ignorance, through ignorance, they're wearing a mask. Viruses, the nanoparticles of viruses, are so small that they go straight through a mask anyway. Right. So to wear a mask is foolish. And and now we I don't know whether you're aware, we had a thing called the Olympics was in London in 2012, and I will draw your attention to that. The opening ceremony of the Olympics was indeed an exact replica of what is happening now. They had the NHS there. They had children all in bed. They had a virus creeping across the stage. They had a big ghoul come up with a syringe in its hand and was taking the children away.
Oh, that's amazing, Kate. I had heard that, but thank you for explaining that. Isn't there something?
I will send you the link to on WhatsApp, because remember that the devil likes to parade what he's going to do.
Isn't there a I don't understand it completely, but the negative elements, they like to tell people before they do it. And so if you don't complain and don't protest, they think they've got their permission to do whatever they want. Is that part of that?
Absolutely, yes. And that is because to believe in the devil, one has to also believe in God. So they always will tell you what they're going to do because they need your permission to do it. So, for instance, we all received a letter from the Prime Minister. And in that letter, I did it as a live. He went through and it was telling us how we all had to stay in our homes and protect the NHS, which was bizarre, because why would we be protecting the NHS? And then he said that things were going to get worse. So he's told us that they're going to get worse. And then they then did where they catapulted the nurses to this hero status, which they is very, very odd. And now they're complicit in some very, very harrowing, what I believe are crimes, which people are contacting me to tell me. And I've actually just spoken to a lady today, and I'll be covering that on radio tomorrow. But and they are complicit, and with the changes in the laws. So they're enjoying this hero status, many of them. Many of them aren't, and I'm speaking up, but a lot of them are enjoying it. So what happens is we're being told, and then we recently was told, I believe last week, that there were going to be six more peaks of this plandemic, scandemic. So what we're being told is there's going to be six peaks over the next 12 months, indicating that there's going to be a lot of deaths.
I don't believe a word of it. And all they're doing is fear-mongering. I've been told that the cabal is going to try to do it again. This virus is going to disappear by the end of next month, and they're going to attempt another shot at it in September, but it's going to fail. Because people will realize what they're doing, and they'll be shut down before they can do any harm.
Well, people really need to get up off their knees and just go, enough. And what is actually happening is people are going to work. Builders, all sorts of people are just going, I've had enough, and they're just working.
Right, exactly. There is you may not realize this, but back in summer of 1942, after the Nazis had taken over Denmark, the Nazis wanted all elementary school teachers in Denmark to teach Nazi doctrine to the elementary school kids. And every single teacher in Denmark stood up to the Nazis and said, no, we're not going to do that. And because there were so many of them, the Nazis couldn't send them all to concentration camps. And so not one teacher went to a concentration camp. The Nazis were never able to teach Nazi doctrine to school children in Denmark. If we had that kind of coordinated effort now, the cabal would fold in a minute and we'd get our planet back and have a happy life.
I agree. One of the things that's now being taught in the new school curriculum, because I had a teacher who trains other teachers contact me, and it's that anything that speaks out against the narrative is classed as conspiracy theory, and it's called radicalization. And it will now be in the curriculum in schools, and all of the police social media sites are stating, has a member of your family or a close friend been radicalized by following conspiracy theories? If so, please contact us. So what you have now is, if you don't agree with the narrative in the state, they're asking family and friends to snitch on their own family and friends, like Nazi Germany, which is exactly what we saw.
My governor here is doing the same thing. A post he put up on his website, Washington Department of Health, Olympia, said a couple of days ago, if you know of someone who doesn't agree with my policies or criticizes me, report them to my office and we'll investigate them. True story. That's against our Constitution. It's illegal. It's totally illegal.
Well, you know, lockdown is illegal. It's unlawful. It is the government has acted over and above the laws that we, the people, bestowed upon them when we voted them in. But that's what they're trying to do here. And you actually do see, I had a couple come beside me and, got out the car and had a go at me for something. And then they asked, was the person I was with, were we from the same household? And we weren't 6 foot apart. Well, I had some very colourful words and sent him on his way. And again, just going back, that was a grown man and he didn't get out the car, but let his wife get out the car. And that is a testament to, we've lost what a role of a man is and what a role of a woman is, with all of this years and years and years of social conditioning and wrecking the family unit. So that's another thing about Art of War. You know, you take the children and the women will follow, then the men will follow. You disarm your people first. Even over the last couple of years, decommissioned weapons have had to have been registered in our country. So this hasn't happened overnight. This has been a long time in the planning, to the point where the people are so desensitized and so almost like nanny state, looking for someone else to save them all the time for everything, even when they're sick, not taking responsibility. So now everyone's sitting back on their toilet rolls and on their Domino's, their Goodfellas pizzas, waiting for it to all go back to normal, and they don't actually realise it will never, ever be as it was in January. That life has gone.
Right. Well, the planet's ascending. The vibrations of the planet, called the human residence, are really accelerating. Parts of the planet will be as shifting into the fifth dimension, especially Mount Shasta, California, by July. And all my angels and guides tell me we are still on track. This is just it's a challenge to get through this time, but I know it'll be over soon. And the important thing is to maintain a positive outlook, because if you bind fear, all you're doing is opening up for the
activity. Yes. Yeah. I have to say I don't have any fear. Nothing. I'm not fearful of anything. I don't buy into, and I have strong faith. God decides when I die, and when I die, I will. So it doesn't. I don't have any. Who's the American guy? Stonewall Jackson. He went into battle never with any fear, because he knew that God would decide when he died.
I channeled Winston Churchill the other day, and
I live near his house.
Oh, really? You're kidding.
Yes.
You live in his house?
Yeah. No, I live near to his house, less than half an hour away, is his house called Chartwells. I've been there many times because, of course, he was an amazing artist, and he suffered a lot with depression, which he used to call the black dog.
Wow.
Well, he used to call his depression the black dog, and his artwork is incredible. He was a painter.
Well, it was the first time he'd come through, and I talked to him last week before last, on it, him and President Kennedy. He gave me I'll read them at the beginning of the hour. But my next guest actually wants to say hi to you on the air. Her name's Robert Openshaw. She's a wonderful lady. She does a lot.
I didn't catch her name. It cut off.
Yeah, it's Robin Openshaw. She's a wonderful lady.
Oh, yes, the green smoothie girl.
That's the green smoothie. Yeah, so you know her. That's great.
I subscribe. I get her because, of course, my passion is nutrition. So I was the health and wellness expert on local radio until I mentioned about the virus and 5G and everything else. And of course, Ofcom have sued them, and I've been kicked off, but I'm now going to be working with Sons of Liberty Radio in America I started last week. But so my passion is nutrition. I do lots of teaching and radio on nutrition.
Good.
And
oh, good.
So yeah, I do know of Robin's work. And of course, Robin is friends with Erin Elizabeth.
Oh, right. Yeah, the doctor. Yeah, she's one. She's been on my show before. Yeah, she's been on.
Yeah. So I kind of do know who she is. Yeah.
Well, I want you to, if you don't mind, stay on the call, because she wants to say hi to you on the air, and I'd like to for you to have a little chit chat if you don't mind during.
Okay.
During,
yeah. No problem.
Second hour. Yeah. Yeah. But we've got about how time flies. We've got about a minute and a half left. Kate, and I want to thank you so much for coming on, but I want to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Wrap it up. It would be, we should never, ever bow down and be on our knees to tyranny and lies. We should always rise. We were given authority on this earth, and we need to walk in authority and stay in the light. The minute we say yes to anything which is unjust, tomorrow there'll be more added to that. So everybody, rise. We have authority on this earth.
That's right. That's right. And this is just another PSYOP operation to get us off track, like 9/11 was in the United States, like many other false flags. This is yet another false flag, I think, for the world. But anyway, Kate, I'm so grateful you could come on today, and please stay on.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, please stay on, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, friends, with Robert Openshaw. Thank you so much. Uchu no kanata ni